Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with the Friday, the 11th of April, Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. And a look at the US markets now with Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics.
Well, a very tough week for the financial markets here in the States was capped by substantial declines in most of the major indexes. You had the S&P down about 1% today. So it's been the toughest week for the market since January, and you're down about 2 to 3% for the year as a whole compared to year end. And the big story continues to be a slump in the technology sectors, in some sense aided and abetted by the fact that one large financial institution, JP Morgan, which has tended to exceed expectations and surprise people on the upside, actually did the reverse today and surprised on the downside. So financial firms, which have done rather well in the past year or so, are now seeing the difficulties they're encountering in terms of trading revenue now that the interest rates have shifted against the bank. So it's really a tech story and a little bit of a bank story as well that helps send the market down.
And I've heard this tech market being described as a cappuccino market, and really what's been knocked off is the froth, if you like, over the last week or so.
That's a very good point. Part of the problem with the technology sector is that even rational investors have to treat it a bit like a casino. And what I mean by that is that sounds derogatory. In some sense it is, but what it means is if you're trying to bet on the next big thing and you're not sure what the next big thing is, you have to put your bets on a lot of different companies, many of whom aren't going to really pan out. And so this is one of those times where people are taking away some of their bets and thinking that perhaps the market's gotten ahead of itself, and it's a good reason to take some gains that you made over the last 12 months.
And any reason you think why it's all sort of happened this week?
Well, I think the main reason for that is you are starting to get earnings, and people are now worried about the earnings falling short of expectations. And I would humbly make the case that perhaps the market's looking backwards rather than forwards, because I think the earnings that they're seeing are telling them more about the fact that things weren't as good as you thought, in part because of poor weather, and perhaps more importantly because firms were dealing with inventory stocks being higher than they would like, and so they were cutting back on production, and that was hurting earnings. So I think the market is looking in a rearview mirror this week rather than through the windshield looking forward.
That's Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics. The figures then on Wall Street, the Dow was down at the close 0.9% at 16,026. And at the end of the day here in London, the 100 share index was also down 1.2% at 65.61.